You're on 981. So, Anim, you might recall last year we got in contact with Margaret Hickey about her book Cutter's End. She's got a new one out called Stonetown, and Margaret joins us to have a chat about it. Margaret, how are we doing?
I'm great, thank you. Thanks so much for having me on again.
That's all right. Look, last time I'm pretty sure I asked you what you were working on. I didn't realise it would come out as quickly as this. Did it feel like it came out quickly for you?
It certainly did. So after the success of Stonetown, I got a contract to write two more books. So I had to, as is the way with a lot of second books, I had to really get started. So yeah, it was a quick process, but it was just fabulous. I really enjoyed writing this one.
Did you have a bit of an idea about it before you started? Like you know, maybe something that you'd stumbled across previously, or did you have to start completely afresh?
Well, it's pretty nice when you write the second one. So I had the detective Mark Arete. I knew, you know, where he was coming from and going to. So in the second book, Stonetown, Mark Arete's gone back to his hometown of Buralama. His mother has died. He's very sad, but there's a murder that happens in the bush. But how it happened really was because I heard the sound of this barking owl, which is around my area, Ninox Conivans, which sounds like a screaming woman.
Ooh.
So I thought, that's just gold to put into a crime novel in rural Australia. I live in rural Australia, so it was really wonderful to be able to put that in.
Where we used to live in Sydney, the people across the road had peacocks, and they sounded like children being kidnapped in the middle of the night.
Yeah, peacocks are horrible. I remember when we lived across the Botanical Gardens in Bendigo, we used to hear the peacocks screaming. But the barking owl is different again. It sounds like the description in BirdLife Australia is a wailing, sobbing scream of a murder. And the first time I heard it, I made my husband, we got up in the middle, and I made my husband get a torch, and he was seriously running around in the bush trying to find this poor woman. And it was only when it stopped abruptly and then started again 10 seconds later that we realised it was more likely to be a bird than a person. I've heard it a few times since, and it's never lost its chill.
Yeah, fair enough then. So your main character, Detective Sergeant Mark Arete, is this going to be a regular character you're going to write about? Like, are we talking about a lot of books here?
What you think about that, because I'm writing the third book at the moment, and I really love writing about Mark. I really like Mark. He's a 53-year-old bloke. He's trying his best. He's, you know, he loves his boys. He's trying to do well. Sometimes I wonder whether, you know, when there's like 1,000 books in a series, that people get sick of them. So I don't know whether to cut it off after 3 while I'm ahead. I'll have to think about that one.
Well, the power of God is in your hands, Margaret. You can kill him off whenever you like.
I can, yes.
I guess, and that's the thing. I mean, you think about Agatha Christie, for example. She had a number of her detectives who would be in several of her stories. But I don't know if we ever learned a great deal about those characters themselves as opposed to the characters they interacted with.
Yeah, well, Agatha Christie writes a different sort of crime to mine, and a different sort of rural crime Australia that's very popular now.
Yes.
Hers is really of that detective genre, whereby everything's set up in the first 3 quarters and then literally in the last 10 pages, the crime is solved. So in rural crime, that doesn't tend to happen. It's sort of slower. There's red herrings along the way. Landscape plays a major role. So, yeah, they're quite different.
Margaret, do you know the resolution when you start the book, or is it something that maybe you discover along the way yourself?
No, I don't know them. When I wrote Cutter's End, I found out who the murderer was at about 72,000 words. And then at this one with Stonetown, at the start when I got the contract to write the second book, I panicked because Cutter's End had been a bestseller. And it, actually, it's just been nominated for the National Crime Awards in the debut section. Yeah, with Brian Brown, hilariously. Huh. He's the other shortlisted. And then I really panicked and thought, I've got to write a really good one and everyone will be thinking. And then I thought, no, calm down, Margaret. You're not J.K. Rowling. So I just went back to how I started writing. And again, I found out who the murderer was at 72,000 words. It's quite interesting.
Are you happy when that happens, or do you go, oh, I really like that person?
Like, yes, it all works out. Yes. So I'm waiting to find out who did it in the third one as I'm writing that.
Makes me want to count all the words up until I get to about 70,000 to sort of work out where the penny dropped there.
I reckon you could almost pinpoint pick it in both of those, so it's interesting.
All right. Well, go and check out the book, Stone Town. Margaret, thank you very much for joining us, and looking forward to talking about your next release sometime soon as well.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate it. And thank you to all the listeners. It's so lovely to talk with you.